Nearly 80% of women polled say they have lied to a current partner about the number of exes they've had. Hi there, welcome to Single Married Divorce. It's a show where we take relationship questions and we give you our best, or at least a funny way of looking at them. I'm Eric Rung, I am single.
Hi, I'm Tom McGuire, I am married.
I'm Allison Collins, I am still divorced.
She is still divorced. Now, before we get to discussing the poll question of the week here, did mention a little bit about the show and how we plan on doing it, but now how about a little bit about ourselves? My name is Eric Rung. I live here in Chicago. I am a reporter at WGN-TV as well as a anchor for 720 WGN Radio. Been working most of my career to start work here in Chicago, and I love it.
I also love being in Chicago. This is Allison Collins. I am a mother of two. I've been divorced for almost 10 years now.
The OG divorcee.
I was the first divorcee of everyone.
You've always been a leader.
I try to be a trendsetter. I work in education. I grew up here. I floated around. I moved to LA. I moved to Wyoming. And then there's no place better, so I am back in Chicago, or in the suburbs of Chicago.
And you moved to Wyoming after you got married.
There was a guy in a tool belt with his shirt off, and we got married. That was it.
The rest is history.
I'm just thinking about the guy with the shirt off and the tool belt. I'm trying to think.
Wouldn't you say yes?
That's what I was just thinking.
That is
too.
The rugged man that Tom McGuire likes.
Did he have a Diet Coke in his hand as well? If I'm aging myself with that reference, perhaps. But yes, I'm Tom McGuire. Not only am I married, but of course I'm happily married. I've been married almost 8 years. I have a daughter who's approaching the age of two rather quickly. We live in the city now, but I think we're going to make the leap to the burbs.
I am so excited. I have some babysitters for you.
The city's just getting to me. You know, it's congestion and traffic and... But I digress. I work in the financial services industry somehow. Don't ask me how that happened. After knocking around in the creative world for my 20s and a little bit of my 30s, did some scripted comedy with Allison Collins over here. And excited to be part of the show. Thanks for having me.
Yes, and we have all been friends for quite some time now as well. So we kind of know each other, know a little bit about our past, which can be good or bad, I suppose. Either way, I'm sure we will be revealing quite a bit as this show continues. But we definitely want to thank Stephanie Menendez as well as Todd Manley for making this all happen here at WGN. And with that, let's get to our poll question. Allison, have you lied to any partners?
Well, hold on.
Wait, about that?
About how many exes you've had, yes. To be specific.
I can safely say... since I've left college, no one has asked me how many exes I've had.
I don't know why that would ever really come up. I don't care either at this point.
I mean, I guess I went on a girls' trip not that long ago, and we were writing in a notebook because we become juvenile again. And we were going through saying, oh, here's all my ex-boyfriends. And we're like going through the list, and people were reminding me of some. And I was like, I'm not going to put them on the list. So, you know, maybe I lied to myself. I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm in the camp of whatever came before me, I don't care all that much. And maybe I don't want to know. I mean, I think with Beth, everything's fine. But, you know, if you meet somebody and you find out, I've had 75 relationships, I'd be like, that's kind of hopping around a lot.
For sure. Yeah, again, but I think it goes back to what Allison said, too, which is what really constitutes a relationship. I mean, is it...
Ex-husbands, one.
Yes. That would be one.
That's one. But the other question would be, do you think these women feel like if they reveal too much about their exes, that would also tell them another number that, you know, maybe how many people they slept with if they had, maybe that's why they lie about it.
That's a good point. And I think we should also, you know, this is 2018. I mean, I know we don't have the data on this, but like guys... So, Eric, have you ever lied about your exes, or have you...
No.
No?
Not that I...
Well, you don't lie in general, though.
No. I can't. It's, you know, it's not my DNA. I'm a reporter.
I do have a girlfriend that started over the timer, or like the, you know, the counting process. Like right. after a certain age, then she, you know, it starts fresh. So the ones before that did not.
She's kind of born again, if you're sleeping.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I never really, I mean, I didn't have that many girlfriends. I mean, I was a late bloomer, so it wasn't like.
I grew up with Tom. He was a late bloomer.
Definitely. I was kind of afraid of girls for, I just, in high school, I was kind of, you know, didn't have the confidence, I guess.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, things changed in college. Not really. Not really.
Interesting, nonetheless. I think men was only like 50%. I don't know why you would ever lie about that, but
apparently men have a tendency. Like a man could be like, I'm proud. I've had, you know, 12 girlfriends and they were all smoking hot and I'm proud.
I think that, I don't know. I think that used to happen like when you were younger, but I think at this age, if you said something like that, they'd be like, thanks for the drink. I gotta go.
Right. That would be the end of the date, I think.
Probably. Probably. But I'm married now. I've been married for seven, almost 8 years. So I'm out of the game.
You know? And that's why you're sitting down here with us.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, well, let's take one of our first questions. This one was from Sally in Elk Grove. She is 27 years old. And basically what happened was her parents saw a bunch of emails from her boyfriend, and apparently he has a real hard time spelling things and obviously does not know how to find the spell check as well. Her parents saw them and said, hey, maybe you could do a little bit better.
He's both stupid and lazy. He won't spell check.
Maybe she can do better.
No, I shouldn't say that. I have a daughter. I didn't mention that. I don't know why I didn't mention that. My apologies to dear sweet Caitlin. But I think, I mean, if he's lazy enough that he won't even spell check, I mean, technology tells you it's almost hard to misspell now. On emails.
I disagree with that.
Clearly right there.
I clearly am a horrible, horrible speller. Any of you. I mean, you've seen my emails. I'm terrible. I do hit spell check. I am so bad at spelling that spell check doesn't know what I'm even trying to spell. And then I just give up. And then either that or I just pick another word that I do know how to spell. So I kind of feel the guy's pain a little bit.
I have a few questions about this question. First off, why were her parents reading her emails? She's 27, 28. I'm just not sure how that happened. And then
Wait, she could have left it up at home, or maybe she left her laptop open.
When
I don't know.
If I get an email or a text from a guy and there's a misspelling, I do cringe. I do. You know, if they're not wise enough to spell a word. I mean, you know, basic words that you learn through grade school, elementary school, high school.
Well, you also run into, especially on text messages, you also run into autocorrect that absolutely kills me.
Right. No, I get that. And autocorrect, I often send messages that make no sense because it's changed it to another word. I don't know. And I think that we've, as a society, become lazy. I think that my ability to spell has gone down, and I have to work at it these days because sometimes it predicts what I'm going to write.
But, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily, and maybe because I'm biased at this, I don't think it's necessarily a measure of his intelligence.
Yes, it is. It is.
No. Well, I think it's a father, though. A father or even a mother. They want the best for their kid.
Sure.
So I think it depends. Like, do they know this guy and they know he's otherwise?
But going back to what
Allison
said,
he's a nice person. And he just
why are they butting
well.
In on this, though?
I once applied for a job when I lived in L.A. in marketing, and the only question was, please write out the three forms of there and spell them correctly. And
that's pretty good.
And really? that's where I got the job at Grieco Research.
So what were you? You were in LA for a while.
I was. Yeah. I grew up here, and then I did movie production in Chicago.
Oh.
And that company brought me out there. You know.
Hollywood. I love it.
I was like 22 living in Hollywood. It was pretty great.
It's quite the scene, I imagine.
I was poor, but I had like, you know, wealthy friends, which made it handy. I could get into the clubs and then
have water.
No, you just,
I was very
probably,
well hydrated.
You could probably flirt your way to a drink or two.
I may have then purchased a few drinks.
Well, good. Good, good, good. You know, I don't think bad spellers are bad people. I'm sorry. I'm sticking with it.
I'm going to say, without knowing the guy, you can't really judge him based... You can't judge a book just based on the spelling within that book. Yeah, so give the guy a chance, get to know him, and, you know, he could be a great person. And maybe he's
Allison
like... Maybe
is
he has
so
a learning
biting
disability.
Her tongue right now.
Maybe she's just dyslexic or something. Who knows? He might have a... You know, otherwise he's amazing, and he just has one small struggle with spelling.
Sally, I think you can do better. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, if my daughters brought home, you know, a guy that was unable to spell basic words, I would be concerned. I would think, you know, maybe he should go, you know. I don't know.
Go ahead. Yeah, it sounds like you're it's holding okay. back a little yeah. bit here,
you can be honest.
Just go ahead and say it.
I cringe when people can't spell. It's a problem. Maybe I sound, you know, bratty. Maybe it's because I'm in the field of education, but yeah. I mean, I would have the same feeling that her parents did, even though it's mean. Because you want the best for your kids. You want them to have the best. You work hard to get them, you know, to be their best.
I understand what you're saying. I get it. I also agree, though, with what Tom is saying, though. You know, just one little thing without knowing the rest of the person. I mean, if he's clearly stupid, then yes. But
if he's sending long emails with misspellings, I need to
first
talk
of all,
to Sally.
Who is sending long emails
that your parents can read?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
So I mean, there's a whole
maybe there's
question.
Something wrong with her. Maybe we're looking at this question the wrong way.
Yeah.
Why she left her emails open? Maybe she wanted an out.
Ooh, there we go.
Maybe she wanted an out and was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to leave those all open.
I have to break up with you. My parents think you're a loser because you can't spell.
That would be an amazing story.
Oh, when I lived in LA, I once broke up with a guy that I was living in the pool house of one of my uncles, and they did not like this guy I was dating. And so eventually I just broke up with them because I was like,
Well, they're a good judge of character, probably.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I mean, I kind of liked them and, you know, I don't know.
Would you lie about having an ex, that ex?
Would I lie about having...
I'm just going back to the poll question.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't count. He's not on the list.
Interesting.
All right.
And that man was Brad Pitt.
Darn it. I heard a funny story about Brad Pitt. Dean Richards over at WGN TV and WGN Radio, he said that he was the smelliest person he's ever interviewed.
I've heard that rumor as well.
Do you think when you're just, I mean, he's a good looking fellow, let's just be honest here. When you're that good looking and you're a movie star, you can just get away with that?
I don't know. I always find he's a little like pretty. Like, he's not my type. I like more of a rugged man. I always feel like Brad Pitt's a little pretty. You know, like in Legend of the Fall with the long, flowing hair. Mm-hmm. But it's like all those 80s rockers. Like, in the 80s, like all these guys were very, all these glam rockers were very, like, feminine looking. And all the girls thought they were these great looking guys. I'm like, he's wearing, like, makeup and long hair, and he looks very feminine. So, I don't know. So Brad Pitt, I always thought, was like,
you're
know,
you're not
more,
hot
I'm
for Brad Pitt in Legend of the Falls?
I'm more of a Tom Selleck fan, you know, like a rugged man with a nice stash. Hairy chest. You know, that's just me, though.
All right. Well, we know Tom's type now. That's good. Okay. All right. Let's move on. This is the part of the show where, depending on the story, I suppose, as we mentioned, it could be sad. It could be funny. Most likely, it'll be funny. This is a time where we tell kind of a funny dating app story. And because it's the first episode, I figured I would tell my very first dating app story.
Yay.
This was about 3 years ago, and I'd just gotten on and finally got talked into being on a dating app and swiped right, matched with this girl. I'm like, all right, let's message back and forth. We set a date. I get to the restaurant and we had planned on having some drinks, and I'm sitting there and girl walks in the door and she goes, hey, and I go, hey, and we hug and we sit down and say, oh, so nice to meet you, so on and so forth. And she's like, I'm starving. I haven't been looking forward to this all day. And I thought that was kind of strange because we'd only talked about having drinks, but I'm like, hey, maybe she just didn't have a chance to eat. Sure, let's order
some
food.
You gotta feed the girl.
Right.
You gotta feed the girl.
I didn't have any problem ordering food. I was just a little surprised. And it was my first date, my first app date. So anyway, so we order drinks. Drinks come. We order some food. And then she says, oh, hold on for a second. She lifts up her phone. She said, oh, you're calling me. And this was kind of my second red flag because we never exchanged phone numbers. So I said, no, I don't think it's me. We didn't exchange numbers. And she said,
Wait, were you having a good time with her?
Having a great time. Okay. I mean, hitting on all cylinders, laughing, having fun. She made me laugh. I was making her laugh. It was, by all accounts, I was like, this is app dating. I absolutely love it. This is the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely.
Wedding bells are ringing.
Right. I mean, it was only a matter of time. And anyway, she holds up her phone. She says, look, you're calling me. And I said, no. And then she showed it to me. And she said, look, yeah, it says Paul, private investigator. And I said, well, first, my name is Eric, and I'm not a private investigator. And she turned, she kind of got flustered. And then she turned around, and there was a guy standing there with his phone in his hand. And she looks at me, looks at him. She gets up, and she says, hey, I thought you were him and he was you and we already ordered food and we have drinks. I don't really know what to do, you know, and he said, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever. And he walks out. He was a little, he walked out in a huff. Let's just put it that way. But he was okay. And then so she sits down. She said, hey, I'm sorry. I was just having a really good time. Do you mind? I said, no, that's fine. I'm having a good time too. And she said, well, where's your date? And I said, I don't know.
Right in front of me, baby. Right in front of me.
That would have been the line, Tom. But then my phone went off, and it was the app. And I looked at it, and it said, hey, I'm here. I'm sitting at a table, and I'm looking around. I don't see anybody. And she said, the girl that I was with said, well, what does she look like? And I said, well, she looks like you. And she said, well, there is a woman sitting behind you all by herself. Is that her? So I kind of sneak a quick look over my shoulder, and sure enough, it's her. And so
I'm going to throw up.
I just am shutting my eyes because I am just dreading what's going to happen next. And so I get up and I said, hey, I'm really sorry. I thought she was you and you were her and we already ordered food and we have drinks. And she said, you know what? That's fine. And she gets up and she leaves, which was sad because we probably could have hooked Paul, the PI, up.
I know. I'm so sad that he's gone.
Missed opportunities.
I know. Anyway, so she had this whole date planned out for this guy. And she said, hey, do you want to go? I've got tickets to this jazz thing.
Oh, my God.
So on and so forth. I'm like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. So we go to the jazz thing, we have some drinks, we walk outside, and I'm like, hey, I had a really good time tonight. She said, me too. And we exchanged numbers, and she said, hey, I'm going out of town in a couple of weeks, but let's get together when I get back. And I'm like, that sounds great. And now I'm thinking to myself, all right, this was completely supposed to happen. Obviously, I am supposed to be with this woman.
Destiny.
All of the stars aligned.
Yes. I mean, we had a great time. She wasn't supposed to be there. It's a great story to tell people, like how we met.
As you're at your wedding,
exactly.
Giving the toast.
Exactly. All this running through my mind. And then I never saw her again.
Uh-oh. I think she picked up on your... I think she looked at you and was like, this guy is already obsessed with me. I'm out. Or did Paul maybe Paul made another effort. Paul the PI.
He is a private investigator. Yeah. He probably did a little research.
He probably
research.
Followed you guys on the whole date.
Right, right. It was interesting.
Wait, why did you never see her again?
We texted, and then...
Sounds like that was more her choice.
No.
I'm sorry.
Well, it was. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit it. No, it was really interesting because, just to show you how small a world this is, so we did text a couple times when she got back from her trip, and I said, hey, I'd like to get together again, and then she sent me a text. I said, hey, do you know a girl named Jen? And I said, yeah, we went out on a couple of dates one time. Mm. She said, well, Jen is my best friend.
And this is why you shouldn't go on dating apps.
This is an amazing story.
Right. And so
Jen sabotaged me. Yeah.
I don't think I did anything wrong to Jen. We just didn't click.
I think maybe the Jen story is next week's episode. What did Eric do to Jen?
We interview Jen.
I would love to find her because I want to find out what happened to her friends.
She stole your soulmate.
Yeah. The one that got away.
Well, I'm firmly against dating apps. I don't know if I'm firmly. The thought of dating apps I'm sweating thinking about them. I just learned that swiping to the right means you like them.
Yes.
That's right.
Nailed
it.
I got married before dating apps, and even I knew that. I think dating apps 101, so we got to get you up to speed.
I don't really understand the anxiety. I understand the first time. I felt the same way you did. I didn't want to do it. I felt impersonal. I almost felt like I was a loser because I couldn't meet somebody on my own.
I don't think I'd feel like a loser. I think number one, either I would see someone that I knew, and obviously then they would see that I was on a dating app, and that would, I wouldn't like that situation. And then number two, like, what if you swipe to the right and then have like swiping remorse? Like, it was like a premature.
You don't have to go out with them.
Swipe.
Right. You don't have to.
There's no contract on the swipe. No contract.
So
you just turn them down when you start texting.
I mean, most people are pretty flaky on the apps, to be honest with you.
Like, they swipe, swipe, swipe? Or
I think a lot of people will swipe, 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 maybe send a message or two, and then it's kind of like, eh. Could you handle that rejection, Allison?
No. Like, what is wrong with me? Or, like, they want to go out, and I don't want to go out with them, and then I would feel so badly inside, like, I'm sorry.
That's just relationships in general, whether app or not. I mean, whether through an app or through... Yeah, it's just the nature of dating.
Well, I agree.
Just dating,
but doing it
happens more often.
Do it in person, it happens, you know, every so often. But doing it on an app, you would constantly either be feeling rejected or rejecting them.
But I just think how good you would get at it.
Oh my God.
Take a deep breath.
I know.
It's okay.
We'll explore this more.
I think you should give it a shot at least get a profile up.
So I have a friend named Shannon who wants me to go on a dating app, and that is her New Year's resolution, which doesn't seem fair because that's me and that's something I have to do, not her. Beside the point. She's trying to get me to go on it, and I keep saying no, but I secretly think that there is like a profile with my picture on there, and she's vetting these people like as we speak.
Well, that's another.
And then
that's
you just happen
another...
to introduce, get introduced to them.
Yeah.
Like she meets up with them, and then you show up.
It's kind of creepy,
Eric,
actually.
You may need to meet Shannon. She's an interesting, fun character. She is married and is really upset that she missed out on the dating app world. So she likes to.
Eric, have you seen the movie Single White Female?
No.
No, tell me about it, Tom.
No.
I think Allison just did.
No, she's the best. She is so much fun.
I've met her.
She is
nice.
So much fun.
I'm sure she is. I mean, she hangs out with you, so I mean, that's good. That's a bonus. It's a point in her favor, I would say. But she's married, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, just meet her because she's fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like fun people.
Eric's not interested in meeting married women. He has no use.
That is not true. And frankly, that is just mean, sir.
My apologies.
Okay, well, let's move on here. We have another question here. This one is, I actually overheard this, not overheard it. I had a date and she brought it up as a question. And I thought it was really interesting and it was pretty thought provoking and really got some interesting answers from everybody that I talked to about it over the past week. And the question is, if a couple that has defined gender roles, so let's just say man and a woman in this case come up to a revolving door, who goes first?
I go first.
I say you go first too.
Yeah,
those are great answers. Let me explain to you why you're both wrong.
Do tell, Tom.
I can see.
So this is, in my opinion, this is not even a debatable question.
Oh, it's very.
There are
debatable,
rules
sir.
Of etiquette, and the rules of etiquette on a revolving door are quite clear.
I feel like your mother is here, Tom.
Well, she's probably the one that taught me, along with my father. The man goes first. The man does the pushing. So
I understand
opening the door by pushing the door. You're opening the door for the lady,
right?
And I will say, I've had the thoughts where when I go in front of Beth, people are like, oh, look at that guy walking in front of his wife. So what I will do sometimes, and perhaps
turn
this
around
is
to
the common...
yeah, walk backwards. Say,
just so you know, Emily Post says this is correct. No, what I do is I'll kind of start the door with my right hand as I usher Beth through with my left hand. So I'm already moving the door as Beth gets into it, and then I follow behind.
I need to take a video of you guys going through a revolving door always go first.
But then you have to.
I always let the woman go first.
You know what? I think I can do anything by myself, so I think that's part of my problem. And so whether or not there's a guy behind pushing, and I think I'm doing it all myself, and I'm like, look how strong I am. I can do it by myself.
Okay, but if you're going to a movie with a guy on a date,
yes,
and he walks to the door, and he opens it for himself and walks through.
Oh, my God.
That'd be horrible.
Do anything for yourself. You can open it yourself.
I know, but I would turn around at that point.
Well, good for you. You should. But I'm saying it should be revolving doors are not a get out of jail free card for opening doors. You should go first and do the pushing.
I don't think you go first. Here's something interesting though. So my parents, I asked them this question. They've been married for 49 years, so they kind of know each other. And I asked them the question. My dad said the woman, and my mom said the man.
Your mom is a smart lady. Your mom's
a very smart lady. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But I think we are also, as a man, I'm just conditioned and have been taught that the woman always goes first. And I understand your point, and it makes total sense. But yet, when I would walk up to a revolving door with a date, I would let her go first. And then I'd push really, really hard.
But maybe my technique of the starting the door and then ushering the female through, maybe that could become the new standard. Maybe I'm changing the rules of chivalry as we speak.
Boy, this is happening right here.
Yeah.
This is a hell of a first show.
Historic. I'm going to go downstairs and watch the door for a while and see what happens.
The Tribune Tower just became even more historic because this idea was birthed.
I love it. I love it. We should get a video of it, and we should actually post it.
Yeah, I'm happy to demonstrate.
That would be fantastic. All right. Well, I tell you what, it's been a heck of a lot of fun. This went really fast, our first episode here. I can't believe we're already done. But as we move forward, we definitely want to hear more questions from you. You can always, as the kids say, hit us up on Facebook. I don't think the kids say that, actually.
No, I don't think kids use Facebook anymore.
No, but
Snap.
This is old kids.
Hit me up on Snap.
Right. Well, old kids, you can hit us up on Facebook at SMD Chicago. We are on Twitter at SMD_Chicago. And we are on Snapchat. What is it, Allison?
It's Single Married Divorced.
There we go. So we want to hear your questions. We want to hear your dating stories. And for Tom and Allison, I am Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorced. Have a good week, everybody.